This is the audio recording for the crossover class plan. This sort of technique, I think, is a real game changer because there's two things that can happen here, depending on how where your focus with this class wants to go. Firstly, it can be that in crossing the legs over, you're encouraging the external rotation of the hip, which is often what people lose when they are flexing the hip. Which leads to clunking and difficulties in rollover. Or you can use it as an inner thigh connection. So there's you can sort of change and play with how where your emphasis on this wants to go. The other thing I want to say is that in crossing the legs over in the exercises, there's different places that you can cross the legs. You can cross at the ankles, and that's fine, but often what that means is people just hang out at the ankles rather than actually engaging through the whole leg. So be aware of that. You could sort of cross around the calves, or you can cross high up the inner thigh, which is where you more put one leg on top of the other. So there's those three different sort of places that you can play with as well. So this class started off with standing, and you cross one leg in front of the other. Now it does mean that one foot will go in front of the other, so that you're almost got one leg in front, one leg behind, and then they cross high up the inner thigh. You then do roll downs, standing twists, and standing side bends, and then obviously change the legs over, and you will be surprised, I think, to find one side so much harder than the other to maintain your balance. I always would then do a set of the roll down, twist, and side bending in with normal parallel feet, so you can feel the difference. We then come down into your 100, and here again, cross the legs, and again, decide whether you're crossing at the ankles, the calf, or high up the inner thigh, where you've more got one leg on top of the other, and then go down to do your 100. And if you decide to lift the legs up, you'll find that the bottom leg will carry the top leg. So you can always have a press upwards with the bottom leg or a push downwards with the top leg. Again, this class plan gives you such a wealth of different variations to work with. Then coming into your roll up. And what you can really use here is when people get to their sticky point at their roll up, really get them to squeeze the legs together, either squeezing them together or squeezing a one up, squeezing one down. Again, you've got the different variety. We then go into the double leg stretch, and this was without the arms overhead. It was just simply curled into the position, ankles crossed this time. And then as you breathe in, you press the arms into the sides of the body and stretch the legs away, pull them back in, change the crossing over. One leg circle, I took the stabilizing leg, so the leg that's on the floor, which is straight, across the midline. So it wasn't just in line with the hip, it actually came into the middle of the body. So you crossed into the middle of the body. So when you were doing your one leg circle, you got a very deep internal crisscross. We then came on to your double leg straight stretch, which is where obviously you lowered the legs and they were crossed, and that had a real sense of weight on the bottom leg that you controlled with the lifting and the lowering. Spine stretch was great because it really allowed you to feel the differences left to right, depending on which leg was crossed on top or on the bottom. Roll over, we rolled over. Change the cross of the legs and roll back down. And again, what I want you to really focus on here is maintaining the external rotation at the hip as you go into deep flexion, because that's when a lot of people will want to internally rotate, which closes down the space at the hip joint. The external rotation or parallel femur in the hip joint actually gives you more joint space. Open leg rocker, the legs were crossed, obviously, and we were rolling over and rolling back up and trying to balance. And again, you could really notice the difference in the two. I would then do a regular open leg rocker just to say thank you for not having to cross your legs for a bit. Into corkscrew. And for this corkscrew, I didn't do the full circle. It was that we went down one side and up the middle, change the legs being crossed, down one side and up the middle. So again, you had a real sense that the bottom leg was carrying the top leg. Spine twist was in that normal position, feeling again the differences left to right. When it came to side kicks, it's the bottom. So when in your side kick position, you're in a long line, and then it's the bottom leg that will hook under the top leg. And then you have that real sense that the bottom leg is lifting and lowering the top leg, which means that you really, really felt the inner thighs working. From there, you stayed, say, on the left side, if that's the side kick side that you were doing, and you pressed yourself up into the side bend. And then we added our sort of like twist up into a little teaser. So you were in your side bend position, knees bent, feet still crossed. You side bent over and then you lifted the arm up, rolled onto the back of the hip and lengthen the legs away. If you're not sure what I mean, let me know and I'm sure I can show you a little video of that. We then obviously went and did the other side. Then we did a normal boomerang and then we came on to swan dive. Now for this one, instead of when you're crossing the legs over, you externally rotate at the hip. When you lie on your front, you will actually end up with much more of a parallel leg. So you definitely want to think of putting one leg on top of the other rather than turning out of the hip. And then it's the bottom leg that has to carry the weight of the top leg as you lift and lower the legs, the double legs, before going into a more traditional swan dive. And that is tough. Then we came onto our leg pull front, which is where we crossed one leg over the top of the other and pressed forwards and back in that sort of like calf stretch version. Doing a regular double kick, just to feel the difference. And then we came to crisscross. Now in your crisscross position, you're gonna stretch the legs out long, put one leg on top of the other, hands behind the head, and then you twist and draw the knees in towards you. And then back to center, stretch the legs out long. Pull the knees in as you twist. So it's almost like a reverse crisscross. And then, so it's like if I called it a double leg crisscross. We then came into teaser, keeping the legs crossed, into the hip twist, legs stay crossed. And then we did a wide cat stretch. And this is where you're in your cat position, but you take a wider stance with the knees being much further apart. So you can get a really nice stretch into the inner thighs as you do your cat stretch.